Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Representative Anthony Brindisi, a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Let's talk about the USMCA deal, the new NAFTA. You know, there are a lot of people who haven't been paying attention. Is this a big deal, or is it just a little bit snipping at the corners of the old NAFTA?
No, I think it's a very big deal. This is a new trade deal that's going to replace NAFTA. It's going to be passed in the House this week and the Senate, and the president has made it a big priority for him. And I think it's a big deal because, especially for us in New York State, Canada and Mexico are two of our most important trading partners. And I had a chance to work very closely to try and move this forward because I think it's good for our farmers in upstate New York. I think it's good for manufacturing in upstate New York. And I believe at the end of the day, after the House had weighed in on it, it's a stronger trade deal with better protections for workers here in this country, and I'll say better protections for workers in places like Mexico, because you know that was the big problem with NAFTA, is that so many companies felt that because of cheaper labor, they could move down to Mexico and produce their products for less cost. And now we see some strong provisions in here for workers' rights and labor rights and environmental standards that just weren't around in NAFTA. And that will hopefully encourage companies to stay here. And if they do violate the terms of the agreement, if Mexico or Canada violates the terms of the agreement, there is strict enforcement in place to prevent them from violating the agreement or enforcing any penalties. So that's a good thing for our country. I'm glad we got it done. And I was just at the White House last week meeting with the vice president to try and move this forward. And I'm glad we got it done.
Have you had a chance to work with my congressman from the 1st Congressional District over here in Massachusetts, Richie Neal, on all of this? He got an awful lot of support from the speaker.
I've met with Chairman Neal on a number of occasions, and specifically when it comes to USMCA, the new NAFTA, have had a chance to talk to him on many different occasions about the importance of moving it forward. I think Congressman Neal has done a great job really bringing a lot of diverse opinions together to try and get this deal done and move it forward. So I definitely commend him for his work, and he was very receptive to all the different factions within the House who had some input on this.
Do you think that the Democrats deserve some of the criticism they're having for making a deal with Trump at a time when there are a lot of people who think, don't touch the guy, he's poison, don't do anything with him?
Look, I think there's going to be some of that criticism out there, but quite frankly, my main concern is trying to get things done. And if that means giving the president a win, so be it. Our job here is to work together with the president, whoever the president is, when we can get things done. But it's also our job to be a co-equal branch of government and to be a check on the president as well. And we will do that. But I think that most voters want us to get things done. They're not keeping track of who's scoring points here. And ultimately, if it's good for the country, I'm going to support it.
So we have this new thing called the USMCA. What are the likely impacts on the New York 22nd District, your district, and its agriculture industry, which is huge?
Well, I think USMCA was good for our district, particularly because of agriculture and, in New York 22, which spans all the way from Lake Ontario down to the Pennsylvania border. We are rich with many farms, and many of those farms have been struggling. They're smaller family farms, and because of so much uncertainty and trade and other issues, we were able to really push this forward to get something done for our farmers. But when it comes to things like dairy, which is New York 22's largest commodity, I think there's a lot of good in here because we have chances now to export into Canada that were not present before. We have good lines of trade with Mexico, which imports about 25% of the U.S. dairy. So these are important partners for our farmers in the 22nd District, and we want to make sure that the farmers who are here in upstate New York are able to grow their product and ship it all over the world.
I want to talk to you a little bit about prescription drugs. Now, your top priority as Democrats is H.R. 3, the prescription drug bill. What does that do?
Well, this H.R. 3, which I was proud to support last week, and I encourage our colleagues in the Senate and the president to work with us to move forward on doing something about prescription drugs. This bill will do something that most people agree with, allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Many other federal agencies, the VA, the Department of Defense, they can negotiate with drug carriers, drug companies, on pricing. But the but Medicare, which has tremendous buying power, has had their hands tied under the law and is not allowed to do that. So let's remove the handcuffs and let's let Medicare negotiate the drug prices so we can get better rates. Let's also put some caps on some drugs. You know, other countries have caps on what these companies can charge for prescriptions. We should do that here as well, because we're funding, the taxpayers are funding much of this research and development through the NIH, and there should be some protections in place from the cost. That's another part of this bill. The other piece is putting an out-of-pocket cap on drug costs. I can tell you how important that is for people that I've talked to in my district who are, in some cases, spending thousands and thousands of dollars every month and every year on out-of-pocket expenses. Let's cap that so people don't go bankrupt or have to go without their life-saving medication.
So explain to me how we came into this situation where we're not allowed to negotiate over drug prices with the drug people.
Well, if you remember back, I think it was President George W. Bush, there was a new prescription drug bill for Medicare, and under that compromise, the basically was Medicare was prevented from negotiating prices. So that was something I'm sure the drug companies pushed for, and it's something that I think it's time to remove that restriction to allow Medicare to negotiate these prices.
Well, but it's a disgrace, isn't it? I mean, why in the world would we have, as a country, agreed to that?
You know, money in politics, Alan, is a big problem. And if we could pass another bill in the Senate that we moved here in the House, H.R. 1, which is our campaign finance bill, you may see less influence from the powerful lobbyists that are working for the drug companies and other industries that have a lot of influence down here in Washington.
What is the Agriculture Workforce Modernization Act?
So that bill is a bipartisan bill that we passed last week in the House. One of the top concerns I hear about from farmers when I visit a farm in upstate New York, usually it's trade and tariffs, number one, followed by immigration, number two. One of the big problems that we're having right now is that farmers who rely on migrant labor are not able to find enough workers to come work on their farms.
Right.
And when that happens, obviously, if there's no workforce, your farm goes out of business or crops are rotting in the field, you name it. So I actually worked with several of my colleagues to put forward this bill. I was one of the lead sponsors on it. The piece that I helped write deals with the H-2A program, which is currently a seasonal program, which brings in workers from other countries. However, if you are a producer that needs to produce your product all year round, like dairy farmers do, that program does not work for you. So under the Farm Modernization Act, H-2A would go to a year-round program, so we can bring workers in on a year-round basis, with also strict oversight of the program.
So are we going to see this?
Well, I hope so. I had a chance to argue on the floor and to defend some hostile amendments to the bill last week. But one of the things that I really highlighted during my time on the floor is the word compromise, which some people think around here think is a dirty word. I actually think it's something we need to be doing a whole lot more of down in Washington. And this bill here is a perfect example of compromise. You have 20 or so Democrats, 20 or so Republicans who are the lead sponsors on this bill. If you look at the companion bill in the Senate, it's bipartisan. And hopefully, we can get this done. It would be a big accomplishment in terms of immigration because when it comes to agricultural labor, the last president to sign an agricultural labor bill into law was Ronald Reagan. And it's high time that we move forward here and update the law. And I think immigration can be a very touchy subject, but let's focus on getting some smaller wins, I think, and hopefully we can build on that and get some bipartisan immigration reform done.
We want to thank Congressman Anthony Brindisi for coming and talking to us from his perch in New York's 22nd Congressional District as well as Washington. Anthony, always a pleasure, great pleasure to have you with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Al.